My question is really kind of for both of you. Both of you emphasize the importance of disciplining your emotions, either in your negotiations, your discussions, or just in everyday life. And I'm curious, what kind of practices would you suggest that we could employ in a kind of everyday, every minute situation so that we can not let our emotions get in the driver's seat and behind the steering wheel so that we can be as disciplined in that area as possible and not kind of torpedo our own desires to go forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I'll go first here, Chris, real quick. One of the most important things that you have to do, Jason, is you have to be aware or become aware of what I call red flags, which are warnings to you that you are starting to get emotional. So we all have, a different set of red flags. Maybe some of us start to talk a little bit louder. Maybe we start to talk faster. Maybe we start to feel our face getting a little flush. Maybe we're clenching our fists. Maybe we're breathing harder. Some people have the opposite, which is, oh, they're not going to say anything else because they're angry. So what we have to do, the first and most important step of this is starting to recognize, starting to be detached enough that you realize, oh, I'm starting to lose my temper right now. That's what's happening. I'm starting to lose my temper. I'm starting to get angry. I'm starting to get emotional. I see it. I feel it. My face is getting red. My voice is starting to get loud. So that's point number one. How do you practice that? Well, listen, are you married? Do you have children?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I have five
They
kids.
are probably the best training facilitators for controlling your emotions because our kids actually, I don't know who trains them, but for some reason, our kids get trained in a methodology to get under our skin, annoy us, bother us, cause us to get emotional. So they are they're great training partners. And truly, and how old are your kids, Jason?
My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 7.
Oh, you're in a perfect spot. You got the whole spectrum. I've got kids, they're all grown up now. But you get the different types of resistance and friction at different ages. So this is where you start working through it. And first step number one is identify what those red flags are, then start to identify when they're coming over you. And if that means you have to do an after actions review, like after you get mad, you go, oh, hold on a second, what happened? How did it break down? What was being said to me? When you really start to get good, you can realize that there's certain things, certain statements, certain attitudes that make you mad, and you can pre-identify those, which is great. So you figure out what your red flags are, and then step two is how do we then get those emotions under control? What I do is number one, take a step back, literally like a 4, 5, 6 inch step back, like take a step back. It broadens your field of view. This is what I figured out that I've been doing this for a long time, but there's some physiological reactions that happen when you take a step back and you broaden your field of view. It calms you down. Calms you down. That's why when we go out and we look at the ocean, it makes us feel calm. We go out in the valley and we look at the big mountains, it makes us feel calm. As opposed to when we get in someone's face, they're right in front of us, we're getting amplified. So we take a step back, look around, take a breath. This is another thing I learned in the SEAL teams. When we go on the radio, we want to be relaxed. If I get on the radio and I say, everyone get to building 34 now, first of all, I'm going to cause everyone else to panic. But what's even worse than that is when I get back off this operations, everyone's going to make fun of me. So I learned at a very young age, you don't want to key up that radio handset if you're going to sound like you're panicked. So what did I do? Anytime I was going to key up that handset, hey, it's Jocko. Everyone get in building 34 now. And all of a sudden, that brings that calm. It gets that emotion in check. And that's what I am going to do. There's a couple other little techniques I like to do. I like to just nod my head, which lets the other person know that I'm listening to what they're saying. It allows me to affirm. And I'm not going to open my mouth and start trying to verbally spar with someone. My goal is when I start feeling myself get emotional is, and I tell people this as well, put your hands down at your side. Put your hands like open up, lift your chin up. You're basically exposing yourself. you're giving yourself the opposite mindset of a fight, which is a fight is I put my chin down, I lift my hands up. So when I start doing this to you, Jason, wait, what are you talking about? That's all an aggressive and hostile attitude. When I take a step back, put my hands down, lift my chin up and say, nod my head because I'm listening to what you have to say. That's all things that are going to calm me down and it's going to get my emotions in check. Now, real, I already mentioned this. This doesn't mean we're void of emotions. We have to, I always tell people, you have to put the emotions into the calculus of the decision making. Yeah, they have to be in there. Even Jason, if you work with me or you work for me and I know you're mad about the last project and I'm going to come in and give you some more bad news, I've got to put those emotions into the calculus of the decision. But I can't let them be the driving force behind my decisions. That's why we need to keep our emotions in check. That's why we take a step back. We take a look around. We take a breath. We calm our voice. We nod our head. We ask some earnest questions. And that's what I do.